yo, what's good?
The deal?
What up, Dev?
What's happening? What's going on? It is your guy. It is AJ. I'm here with MP and with Miss Gabby. We are the Mid Carters and Catering Podcast. This is episode 56. Let's get it.
Hell yeah, man.
So yeah, this week is just kind of like, you know, man, like we almost didn't. It came close to not doing an episode this week because we did Spaces last week, but it was just too much going on this week to not do an episode. It's so much to talk about. It's so much to dive into. It's going to be pretty heavy on a few subjects this episode. But first, I have to ask how everybody is doing this evening. How's everybody? Where's your head at? Are you feeling good? Are you great? It's December. It's December. It's
first. It is December. Yo, that's wild.
Yeah. This year flew by for real.
Wild. But yeah, it is December, man. I'm good.
Yeah. I had a week.
That's real. That's real.
Definitely had a week. Got a call from my mom yesterday. One of my other dogs passed away. So that's been kinda,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's been kind of sitting with me a little bit. But shit, I'm here, man. Gotta keep this shit going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. And again, sorry to hear about that. For sure. It's definitely rough to lose a pet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, pets are family too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So definitely well wishes to you on that, for real.
Appreciate that.
For me, yeah, like you said, been a week. Been a odd week. It's always an odd week when you're coming off of Thanksgiving. That week after Thanksgiving is like mad weird, you know what I'm saying? But got through it, and you know, we back, we here tonight, and I'm excited, man. I'm excited to talk about some stuff, man. So I mean, let's just jump right into it, y'all. Let's get to it.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news
for AEW.
I was going to say, for once, that's very fitting cut.
But anyway, look, if you've been living under a rock since last Saturday, for the first time in, like, I want to say, what, 9 years? 8 years? Eight, nine mm-hmm. years? CM Punk, ladies and gentlemen, CM Punk watch is over. Finally, CM Punk has returned back to WWE. And boy, oh boy, what a way to come in.
If you're talking about a man who was happy as a motherfucker, man, you can look at his face and tell, like, oh, this man is excited.
Yo, it's crazy how people look under the WWE lights and, like, makeup. Because even Jade looked even more beautiful than she is. And, like, Punk looks good. He looked healthy. He had a haircut. Like, he wasn't looking, like, scraggly, like... You could tell he's been in the gym. Like, you could just, a whole new Punk, man. It's wild.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and I mean, I'm going to discount Jade on this because Jade has always looked like a goddess.
But, 100%. But she looked like a...
Yes. She looked like... Like,
I don't even know
a billion bucks.
Like, I don't know how it's possible for her to look better.
Yeah. Like, she already looked like a million bucks before she even came to WWE. But... It's just something about when you look at how certain people were when they were in AEW, like a la Cody, CM Punk, like, and look at them physically now. You're just like, yo, they just really looked unhealthy there. Mm-hmm. Like, did they go to the gym at all in AEW? Like, did they, you know what I'm saying? But like, it just, they look crazy.
I'm going to give you a prime example on Cody. Can you remember how when Cody was in AEW, he got that ridiculous ass tattoo on his neck?
Yes.
Now when he got here, you don't even notice that shit.
I ain't notice it, but it's like less nasty on under WWE lights. I don't know what it is. Like, I really more so pay attention to the suits because he be having that shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Cody is so, fly.
Yeah, Cody be having them suits on, and I'll be like, damn, like I'll be really writing down my notes. Like, yeah, let me find something to tailor this one day or whatever like that. Like, but yeah, like they look like money. You know what I'm saying? CM Punk come out on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Like he had been out. Let's see, he got fired from AEW. Let's see, right after All In, right? So that was August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he had been sitting
idle.
He'd been sitting idle for like, you know, three months. So mm-hmm. I guess in between that time, he remember what food was, and he started, you know, I guess he went back and started his Planet Fitness membership. Because when he walked out, like he looked like really, really good.
Like he, at AEW, he was scraggly, like he wasn't shaving, like he wasn't cutting his hair. Like he just looked like he just woke up and was like, all right, I'm here.
He was just showing up to work, man. He was just showing up like, I'm here.
Yeah, like if you saw like it really looked like they would just, when it was his time to come out, they were like, hey, Phil. And like he would be back there with a cigarette in his mouth or something, putting like, all right, it out. Like, all right,
let me just,
fuck it. All right, I'm coming. You know, he was like a shell of himself back then.
I mean, you see how Moxley going out there looking, dog? Like, so they ain't got no dress code in that bitch.
Niggas just be out there showing up to work. Like,
yeah, pretty much. Like it's really nasty. But yeah, it was good to see Phil. I mean, I wasn't always the biggest Punk fan, you know what I'm saying? Like I was always just like okay with Punk or whatever like that. But to see, you know, I think that he's got, you know, he called WWE home. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like for him to say that was really, really big, you know what I'm saying? Because it is home for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll say he wasn't lying. Everyone was mad that he called it home. It's like, you do know that actually, like, he worked there, right? Like,
yeah, for a long time.
Like, was his home. Like, no one calls his Ring of Honor home. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he may have started there.
He definitely started there, like, but like,
unless you're Matt Taven.
You know what? Log off.
That was crazy.
My bad,
man. He said Matt Taven. Yeah, that was crazy.
Of anyone you could have referenced, you chose Matt. All
Matt
right.
Taven.
We're gonna move on.
Yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, he can't. That's nuts. I'm sorry.
He can't let it go. The whole show.
My bad, dog. But that was the first thing that popped to my mind, dog, who never really left ROH was Matt Taven. So
yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But looking, you know, that's fucked up. Oh, sorry.
Man, I should have said Mike Bennett. Maybe that would have been better. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, that's actually worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, that's. I mean, he did go to WWE for a minute, but you know what I'm saying. Even though his old lady got him in. But anyway,
we're gonna go back to the point. What's
going
the
back
to
the point.
Point?
I don't want to miss the mark. Yeah. But yeah, CM Punk, he's back. This, you talk about Raw. You know him coming out on Raw, which was. Like, I mean, they made us wait, too. They made us wait all the way to hour three for this. But no mention of AEW at all, like, in his promo. And no talk of Seth either, mm-hmm. unless you want to take maybe that last part. Like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money, which we
I mean,
knew,
that's
Punk.
Generic knew. Comment. Like, I don't... Yeah. Sure, you could say shots fired, I guess, because like shots were fired, but I don't think it was to a specific person. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't. I think it was more so a message to all. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, it was like, I'm not here to be a homeboys. Like,
yeah, I'm here to make money. I'm here to, you know, so I'm here to make
money.
Because
the check's cleared. Like, and that's why I go to work. I'm here to make money.
Exactly. Because I don't want to be friends with my coworkers either, to be honest with you. But for the most part, I do understand that's still kind of kayfabe. You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. his character. That's not actually Phil Brooks, because the reports were like, for the most part, in the backstage, it was kind of all love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was pretty much very welcoming and everything like that. A lot of y'all got worked into a shoot on Saturday. Like, y'all...
They definitely did.
Y'all got to chill. Y'all got to relax, okay? Like, for real. Because Seth has been laying down seeds ever since, I want to say, the WWE 2K23, like, you know, promo times and all that stuff. Like the... the press events and everything for WWE 2K23. If y'all remember, Seth was even asked. They said the name CM Punk to him, and he said, "Oh God, no, absolutely not. That guy is a cancer. He's poison.
Keep that cancer away from us, man."
Yeah. But you know who came to? This is a really random. Big Swole commented and tweeted and basically said, "Anytime that I'm in front of a camera and I have a job, I'm working. I'm shooting. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, I am doing a job." So regardless to how you may feel about what he said, like, Seth knows when the camera is on, I am doing a job. So absolutely, I'm going to do my job. So, like, yes, he went on a Punk rant, but the camera was in front of him. You're going to make that moment. So, like, regardless if it was true or not, because I feel like he said, too, in another recent interview, like, him and Punk low-key squashed their beef. Like, business is business. And I feel like, genuinely feel like, no one is above business. Vince McMahon hired back Bret Hart and everyone else. Like, no one is above the business. Like, you got to put that shit to the side and get the work
back
done.
He brought back Warrior.
I was gonna say, Warrior. Exactly. Like, but Bret Hart beat his ass. Like, it's a whole different level.
Yeah,
like,
Bret Hart knocked him the fuck out.
Like, I mean,
Warrior ran over 500 bands. No, you know what? Jeff Jarrett ran over 500 bands. Because remember Jeff Jarrett say he wasn't dropping the title to China unless he get 500 bands, and he did, and he got that shit.
Oh, he did. Yeah. The Intercontinental.
I mean, niggas have had Vince by the balls, and he has reacted. So, like, business is business, but business is business. So,
yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, I believe for the 100%, I mean, maybe not 100%, but for the most part, every single person that Punk may have alienated before, you know, before he left in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe he has already built those bridges, mended those bridges with those people already. You know what I'm saying? I think Hunter may have been probably the last one because, you know, like I said, it was reported that he didn't really speak to Hunter until their, like, 4-hour-long conversation or whatever they had before Survivor Series and everything of that matter.
I think there's one more that he has.
Maybe. I don't know about Roman. I don't know about Roman.
AJ.
Oh, AJ Styles. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think that's happening. I don't think that.
Yeah, but like, I also think, I mean, Mega Styles, like.
Yeah, I'm saying like two different Punk, things there.
I was gonna say, like, Punk is very like pro all of the great things in the world, and like AJ Styles supports Trump. So like, maybe even if it wasn't like for the sake of the business, I feel like them two probably wouldn't be cool. So like,
I'll tell you like this: if you put them two in a ring together, they're going to work.
I want to see the match. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they're going to work. It's not going to. They're not. Look, this is not. This is not a hostile work environment.
It's not All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, this is more so. You know, we work together. We're just not buddies type deal.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, we're not gonna be friends, but it's cool. Like, we just gotta go out here and work together and get this shit over, and then move on to our next feuds or whatever the next people we working with.
I mean, if Michaels and Bret can work together, I'm sure Punk and, you know.
Yes, they absolutely is possible. Just, you know, same thing with, you know, Seth, or even people trying to read into like the whole Kevin Owens thing he did this past week, the car interview.
Kev was working like,
he was working. Like, he was
at Popeyes picking up his chicken. It was like, fuck, I gotta do this quick little, let me throw on.
Yeah. It was just like, so how you feel about CM Punk being back? Hey, I just want to make sure everybody's happy, you know.
If we can all have fun,
we can all have fun.
I
want
to come to work and have fun.
I want to come to work and have fun. What about Randy Orton? Oh my God, I love Randy so much. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy he's back. Like,
hey, the one thing about
amazing
Kevin too, man. Like, whenever he do these like these video interviews, he always in his goddamn car. like he really be on that white Umar shit. Like, he'll do it from his car, man, and just be sitting there.
Well, it's because he family man. It's family man, Kev, man. Like, I can assure you that one time, if we have a chance to talk to him, he probably like FaceTime us from like he's bowling with his family or something.
He's absolutely picking up his kids. Like, he was in the car from like school pickup. Like, he seems like a very involved dad when he's home. Like,
absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly KO. But I thought that was funny. My whole thing is just to the audience, to listeners, to people that are not sane enough to separate reality from fiction. Stop getting worked. Don't get worked into a shoe, guys. Just don't do it. Like, they're not this is different. They're not walking him into a hostile situation. They're not about to create a whole show for Punk on to come on, you know, during the week that, you know, to bring so Punk can bring on people that can catch heat. No, this is a happy environment. So let's just sit back and relax and enjoy. You know what I'm saying? He's back. So with that being said, while we're still talking about CM Punk, Bryan Danielson.
Feds.
Police ass nigga wanna lock me up.
That's exactly police.
Police. Officer Danielson.
Officer Danielson. This motherfucker here. So
they call that nigga the American snitch, bro. Like, it's
so let's talk about Danielson real quick. While we pivot over to him real quick. So the reason why we're bringing up Danielson in this situation, because apparently he headed up the disciplinary committee that ultimately decided to terminate Punk from AEW. This is from Fightful. This is from Fightful. We're not making this up.
I feel like he confirmed it too.
He did. So what he said was I wasn't the leader of this whole thing. The decision came down between three people.
Danielson was one of the three.
You were like, one of those people. So like,
don't
stop
try to
it.
Spin it. Like,
he said, I'm not the head of the disciplinary committee. The disciplinary committee is actually three people.
The other people are lawyers, you know? They're lawyers. Like, I never went to college.
Crazy. So apparently, the one lawyer they have, Mega, whatever the hell that lady's name is, she was not involved in that. Apparently, she was gone before then. So like, I actually don't, no one really knows who the other people were involved because she left quietly before that happened.
Interesting. She looked at this shit like, nah, this is too much for me. I'm out.
She was like, you know what? I'm straight. I'm gonna just go back to the Jaguars because
it's too much work.
It's too much.
This is fake fighting. Like, I don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she
I'll
probably
go
got tired.
She football player.
She probably got tired of Matt Nick Jackson coming up to her office. Hey, you know, man.
Legit. Because I am HR, so like I legit get annoyed when I get a ping. Like, hey, can we talk? God damn it. For what? What now? Shit. All right, come on in, dog.
Especially like dealing with all this, right? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we had the brawl out. Then we had, you know, you had separation between the two parties. You know, they couldn't be in the arenas at the same time. Then it's just so much childish shit going on here. So
speaking
I can imagine.
Childish shit. Did y'all see Punk's little victory run?
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said they could because apparently there are NDAs going all around right now. It's so funny how you got an NDA when you leave AEW, but you don't have one when you leave WWE, but whatever, or anywhere else for that matter. But they just make you sign an NDA.
You know what? To be fair, like, I would too. I don't know why WWE doesn't have one. It's crazy. But like, to be fair, I would make you niggas sign NDAs too. Like, hey, don't just borrow the company, bro, on your way out. But also, maybe it was part of the settlement. We don't know if he got a settlement for leaving. We don't know if he got like a package. Like, if he got money, I guarantee you there's NDA.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure they paid him out something for him to walk away. So anytime money is HR rep, anytime money's involved, you're signing the sheet of paper and you cannot talk shit for so many years or whatever stipulations are. Like,
I'm pretty sure they didn't make A Steel sign one too.
Oh yeah. Because you know,
he over at Impact, right?
He over at Impact, yeah. He's
I mean,
TNA,
no one's
now
checking for him, but yeah.
Punk dropped his ass. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna go here and I'm gonna go over here.
So,
you stay here.
Right, you stay here. I'm gonna go over there.
I'm gonna go over here. You'll be all right. You keep your ass here.
Right. I took care of you. You straight. That's okay. I'm about to go out this back door. No. I'm not signing. No, I'm good. But they made him sign because people were really expecting like Tony to say something after Punk arrived back in the E. But
they were waiting. You know, they were waiting.
I mean, apparently there's probably just, you know, he said, you know, because of legalities and everything in that matter, I can't really speak on Punk right now. So I think, you know, that's good. That's fair. But I do believe he spoke through like talent, you know, on the roster within the show, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, did Malachi Black drop his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The same, you know, on Collision. I mean, I know it's only like 3 people watch Collision at night, so I don't know. But
to my understanding, the clips that I saw.
Yeah, to my understanding.
Oh yeah. That was a very serious night too. Ain't nobody watching that shit.
But nobody watching that shit.
Yeah, it was all about 3 or 4 people. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he name dropped them. I believe MJF also name dropped them too, like on Dynamite this past week or whatever. But he's just not. They can't speak on him or whatever like that. I don't know if Tony's trying to put in a lawsuit for lunging at All In or something like that. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, and Punk is not speaking on them either. And it's just, again, in WWE, work shooting is just not the norm there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's one of the things I try to get everyone to understand, you know, within the IWC, within, you know, listeners, everything like that, that there's so much story with Punk to where AEW doesn't even have to come up at all at this point. He doesn't, like, for what? Like, what is there? It's so much stuff left behind in 2014 and the year, you know, even they can even bring up the Colt Cabana podcast if they want to or whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff in between there. The WWE backstage when he, you know, basically just, he went to go work for Fox to show up on the WWE show. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much stuff there that can be talked about instead of just saying, hey, you went over there and you was working at AEW, you run back to us type shit. Like, we don't need none of that. That's not really what this is here. And we're not going to, I mean, I do expect it to probably come up at times, but not too much.
Seth
may bring it up. I mean, it happened with Cody a little bit, but it doesn't even come up anymore with Cody.
Seth might get one from Roman, too.
You definitely might get one from Rome. But despite everything, you know what I'm saying? It's just, again, it's overall great to have him back. In terms of, like, his status within the company right now, I mean, not in the company, but in terms of, like, roster movement, I think right now he's listed as a free agent on the roster, so... Will he be moving in between shows? I'm sure that's going to be coming up soon. He's not booked for SmackDown this week or as of this recording and everything like that. But I'm sure he'll probably be back for Raw, and then we'll see things going on with him later on down the line.
One of the greatest things did happen on SmackDown. Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller were in the ring together.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I have it. It's on right, you know, it's on right here in my background, actually. Like, Austin Theory and Kevin Owens are currently having a match.
Oh, man, that was something. I need that faction to happen, man.
I don't know if it's going to be a faction, but I know for sure Austin Theory and Grayson Waller are together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if these two are going to play henchmen for Logan Paul, I'm with it.
I'm with it 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I can fuck with that.
The American Snitch, man. So,
look, that ain't my goat. Okay. Danielson was never my goat. I'm sorry. Like, I get, you know what I'm saying? Everybody loves WrestleMania 30 and all that shit like that. But I mean, I thought it was, you know, cool. He was always just okay to me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like, I wasn't this stand for Danielson. I'm sorry. It just wasn't.
It makes you feel any better. Same.
Yeah.
This is my goat right here.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So
Cena.
I kind of saw how Danielson's positioning was going to be going forward as Punk was leaving anyway, because I kind of seen, like, if Danielson wasn't glass, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, as in every time he sees Okada, he gets injured.
His ass whooped.
Oh, Okada be beating him up.
Fucking him up.
So he about to send his man over to Wrestle Kingdom to get his ass whooped again? Like,
mm-hmm.
But I say that to say, like, if he wasn't that, then I think Collision probably would have been shifting over to being his show. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't all of a sudden just cancel Collision. You know what I'm saying? Because the person y'all made Collision for is out of the company. I think that that's what was going to happen with Danielson anyway. But I think it's crazy. Like, him being... Like, I don't think that anybody should do... You never should run to the bosses, bro. I'm sorry. That's just not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Tony should have exerted himself even more as a boss when it came down to the handling of Punk, just to be like, look, I know you top talent and all that type shit like that, but I will fire your ass for real.
I mean, like, chill out. And niggas can get it. Apparently, unless you're the Bucks and Kenny, niggas can get it.
Yeah, exactly. And to sit over here and hand that much power over to Danielson is crazy because, yes, it is very cop-like activities going on there. Like, I'm sorry. I don't respect that type shit. That shit
it's whack because you're a talent. So, like, how can you be talent and kick it with me in the locker room but then be like, oh, you know what, bro? You cuss. I'm going to have to do this quick little fine right quick.
Yeah,
be like, we were just kicking it. Like, dog, no, that's like...
You're fining people, bro. Like, you're...
Like, you're just walking around like...
He really is Randall from Recess.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, my nigga, you were here taking notes and like, dog. What
you doing? Yeah, no. It's like, I'll tell you like this. You wouldn't be doing that if Undertaker was around. That shit ain't happening with
him or JBL.
Yeah. Man, they would have put his ass.
Taker would have been like, all right, you can hang out with the Miz and change in the
get the fuck
bathroom.
Out the locker room.
Fuck out of here,
you
bro.
Tripping. Right. Yeah, like, I just, that's just very, very strange to me. I just don't. That's just not something that I'm feeling. I don't really like that. Another little weird thing about, you know, because this tweet, it kind of like this tweet from Danielson, right? I'm about to put it up on the screen because this was just strange to me.
It was so much strange shit that happened.
Because this was dropped before, you know what I'm saying, that news came out. And the tweet says, my dad always told me, the right thing is often the hardest thing to do. It won't always make the most money. It won't always be the most popular, but it's still the right thing. Hashtag AEW. Why every time something happens over here, it's always this rally the troops type attitude in AEW?
Because they paying that nigga to rally the troops.
I mean, yeah, Asher Hill come off and, yeah, you know, AEW said, I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, are y'all serious? You know what I'm saying? The MJF coming out here tweeting shit. Then he go on the ring doing this rah-rah shit and trying to. I'm like, man, y'all are just some of the. It's corny.
It's so corny, bro. Like, even flipping back to, like, you say, you bring up MJF and then a lion ass Chris Jericho and his bullshit.
I hear that nigga go.
Like, Jericho, first of all, you blatantly lie. Like, you come out here, you try to, you post these. You know, somebody posted, like, oh, what was it? Drain Maker, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? His name is banned from the show.
He's banned. I'm never saying his name again.
That name is
banned. But just in case you're wondering who we're referring to.
Yeah. Putting up the ratings and then Chris Jericho wants to do, oh, but the sky is falling. And it's just like, and that's what we're all talking about when we say these certain people are the ones who stroke the flames of tribalism within this industry right here, because that's what you're doing. Y'all getting on this rallying the troops thing. Y'all get this us against the world type attitudes instead of just trying to make your product better. Mm-hmm. Y'all still name dropping WWE. You do all of this, and then on the hard cam side, there's no one there but the cameraman. Like, you're not making gate. Y'all haven't hit a million in over a year in terms of viewership. And yet,
there's no story.
Wrestling
and vibes, dog. Wrestling and vibes.
Y'all telling me I need to invest in Swerve of all fucking people. Cut this bullshit out, man. Like, stop it.
Hey, man, look.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Hey, look, dog. This nigga's worth 6-0 right now. Got 6 points right now in a fucking tournament. He done beat Jay White. He didn't beat Jay White and Jay Lethal.
So, like, I want to talk about that tournament, but, like, later, remind me to come back to that tournament. Because,
I got you. I got you. Well, I got you. I see the eyes. I got you.
Look, I just don't look.
Look at these balls.
That's all I got for that, man. And while we still
excluding Mark Briscoe, man, Mark Briscoe ain't a bum, though.
No, I don't have no problem. There's no look, Mark Briscoe. We have
neither is Jay White. Like there
there's
are
no problem with Mark. There's no problem. There's no problem with everyone at AEW. The problem is, it's the top of AEW.
Yeah, the top of the shit, the megastar.
Yes, that is the top of the problem in AEW. Because let me tell you, everybody that's behind the top, they want to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, I'm waiting for 2024 when these contracts, because I feel like it's going to be a wave of contracts end, and like people are going home. Malachi Black going home, Buddy going home, Ricky joining his best friends Jade and Cody. Like, I'm pretty sure the floodgates are open. There's some other, gonna roll.
Apparently, there's some other people that's ready to go home too. But I don't think that's happening on time soon. Your boy Matt Hardy is frustrated right now.
Look, there's no such thing as they need to go home. There's no such thing as coming home with them. They need to go home.
Let's talk about that, right? Like their actual home. Yeah. Like WWE dropped them because them niggas was getting too old to wrestle. Why did you think going to AEW was gonna do anything different? Also, Matt Hardy, you waddle down the ring every single time, and Jeff is just Jeff. You just kind.
Jeff. So like, Jeff
nobody wants
to
see the Hardy Boys on a tag team title run. That is on no one's wish list.
Jeff left a program of Roman Reigns to go help his brother out.
That's cool. I'm okay with that. Like, I look. If there's one person that never wants to see Jeff Hardy or the Hardys or even Edge and Christian never wrestle again, it's me. I don't want to see this shit. Like, I don't care. Like, it's over. Like, I want to see, like, well, Edge is all, I mean, sorry, Cope is already in the Hall of Fame. So he's already done. There's nothing left for him to do in terms of the E. Matt and Jeff, the only thing I want to see those two do is go into the hall and go away. That's it. There's nothing left. There's nothing more. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I will bring up somebody who did just leave AEW. He just quit. QT Marshall.
That's crazy when someone like QT Marshall, who's literally in the background, does his training. Like, I hear he's involved in meetings. I heard he was a VP. Like, when he's like, you know what? I don't want to do this shit no more. And he got a baby, y'all. He has a family to support. Yeah. Like, when niggas with jobs and have families walk away from their jobs, it's like, okay, something was wrong. Because, like, I would not walk away from my job right now because as much as it gets on my nerves, like, I have things to support. So when you walk away from a job, when you have a family, we have, like, that says a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and I feel that, and I understand that. And I think in QT's defense as well, too, he probably wants to go work at the Nightmare Factory, which he's already been having.
I mean,
been
he runs
of.
It, right?
Yeah,
he runs
like,
it.
So to go back and to run the school, I think is also another big goal of his, instead of him just sitting around, because AEW Dark is gone. So that's where really QT Marshall really doing most of his work anyway.
I mean, you forgot about QT TV, but like, we don't.
Well,
okay. That was nothing. It was not a thing, guys. I'm just joking.
Okay. I know it's funny you bring that up too, because Punk was one of the people that was like, yo, why are we doing this? Get this shit out of here. Like, Punk did not like the QTV joint.
I mean, like, did anyone like the QTTV?
I mean, like,
and it's crazy because QT was getting busy in Triple A. He even had a strap. And like, if you watch that match, QT was getting busy. Like, he can wrestle. Like, I just feel like he's at the stage in his life where he doesn't want to necessarily wrestle. Like, he's fine training and like working with new talent, but like, I don't have to be in a match every single day. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got to be on TV every single week. So when someone who's okay with not being on TV and not wrestling walks away, you got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry to break this real quick. For some reason, Kairi Sane came out with her pirate gimmick.
Back.
Just a little bit, like not completely.
As long as it's not like full pirate.
Yeah, it's not the full pirate.
But like, to be fair, if she likes it, which I feel like she does. Let her have her fun. Like, I'm not gonna knock you for it. It's weird. It's a Japanese thing, I'm sure. We don't we don't rock with it, but as long as she's having fun,
girl, that just came out of nowhere because this the first time she actually brought it back. Yeah, brought that out since she's been back. But
she had the little wheel too.
Yeah, she got the wheel and the Jack Sparrow.
Maybe it's a throwback to NXT because her and Bianca got busy in NXT and that was her gimmick. That's the only thing.
It could be because that's who she's wrestling right now.
Right, that's what I mean. She's going up against Bianca. And that's when they fought was in NXT. So maybe we'll see next week if she has it, but maybe that's related.
But it'd be pretty cool. Also, it's getting a little weird with Bayley tonight. I think Bayley's kind of getting the eyeball out treatment.
I mean, she's been getting it.
Yeah.
Like if you look at the War Games match, she saved everyone taking a pin. And then when she got assigned for her to take, they was like, nah, girl, you straight. You got to take this pin, girl.
Yeah.
They played her in the War Games match. Like, it's plainly obvious.
So right now, we on Bayley Watch. Bayley Watch has started officially.
And that was one of the things I had on my list, too. Yeah. Keep your eye on Bayley and see how that pans out.
But yeah, QT Marshall, I'm expecting him to probably just go back and run the Nightmare Factory and keep it going, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. working with Cody and everything like that to make sure all their children make their way over to the E or wherever they
It's just going to be, it was already kind of a feeder for AEW, now it's going to feed to WWE.
Yeah, a lot of NXT people probably going to be coming through there sometime soon.
And that's fine, sure.
Yeah. Outside of the NILs. But yeah, let me see. Anything else newsworthy? There are some plans, a few little maybe-ish. You want to put a question mark there in terms of like where we go with CM Punk. One of which was they're trying to find something in terms of how they could get him to work with Roman Reigns, it's not going to be putting him against Reigns first. You know what I'm saying? They think that's really going to be Seth Rollins before Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention the Stone Cold thing that came back up again. That's been coming up since, I want to say, 2013.
It's been coming up since Stone Cold, so I can whoop your ass backwards.
I can whoop your ass backwards. Yeah. Or remember what was that, WWE 13?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they were sitting. That shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. It's so much that can happen with Punk along the way. We're just glad that he's back, and we really want to see where this goes. Another returning individual that we cannot miss, and that was Randy Orton. The Viper is back.
Did you see that motherfucker? That motherfucker
looked jacked.
Man.
Well, it's like what I said. I said it looks like Randy ate Batista. he looked like he ate Dave. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's what kind of happens though when you get back fusion surgery. Like, your training regimen changes a little bit, and also you got to pound on some muscle in order to support, you know what I'm saying, that you know, his bad back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Randy sees that it's coming to an end, you know what I'm saying, at least, you know what I'm saying, for this part. So he's going to try to get as much out of it as he can until it's time to hang it up eventually. But he looks good, man. He looks real good.
Man, he just got taller too for some fucking reason. Like, he was already a giant, but it's like,
Randy's already a tall guy. What was he, about 6'3", 6'4"?
No, he's 6'6".
6'6"?
Yeah, Randy's 6'6". And then like now it's just like he about 6'7", 6'8" now. I'm like, God damn, bro. Like he really was just out there, dog. He was fucking niggas up in that damn.
They say Randy got the knee transplant.
Man, something, I think he did, man. But
leg extensions.
Yeah, you know. Man. shout to JD McDonough because he took a hell of an RK off that cage, man.
That was crazy. The super somebody RKO.
Somebody had to do it.
I mean, but we all kind of predicted that though, right?
He was there for a reason.
Yeah, he was gonna eat the RKO, but I ain't not gonna eat the RKO like that.
I do recall seeing someone Boozer say that, you know, in this match, we're gonna see something crazy, so just be prepared. And I was like, oh yeah, this nigga catching the RKO from the top of the cage or some shit. It's gonna be something stupid, but man, that's exactly what it was. But I'm glad we got that. I'm glad that Randy's back. He is supposed to be on SmackDown. I think it's kind of like a bidding war for him between Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce. trying to try to get him. One other side fighting for him to get on SmackDown, the other side fighting to get him on Raw. So the general manager wars are back. They're back.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I fucking love it.
All right, y'all. It's one more return. Y'all gonna laugh at me, but you gotta hear me out.
Oh, no, no. I ain't laughing at this one.
You don't even know what I'm about to say.
All
right, no. Okay.
Dante Martin.
Oh, no. Oh, Dante
Martin. Here's the thing about that, right? Everyone's like, but like, that's cool. But like, I need one of the things I want us to look at and pay attention to is their trios with Action Andrade and Darius and Dante. Look at that because the Acclaim is fizzling out. And frankly, we're all tired of that shit. And they need to build up more trios. And I honestly would love for them to get it. They couldn't get the tag team titles, and I really want them to have them. But at this point, I actually like the trios. So let me go after the trios. Because the Acclaim and Billy Gunn is boring. And we don't even see them niggas no more, honestly. So like, I would like to see them go for that. And I'm actually excited that he's back.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
No, I'm about to say, you forgot one more return.
Who?
R-Truth.
Oh.
My nigga.
My guy.
My nigga, R-Truth.
Hey, listen. Like... Hey. Real back. Real comedy is back. R-Truth been fooling since Saturday.
He's been having the time of his life. He was missed. He was really missed.
R-Truth is back, man. Like, shout out to R-Truth. Like, the whole Jelly Roll shit was funny as hell on Raw, dog. Like, he was in the Judgment Day. He had all that dust on him and like got it on their couch and everything. Let's just,
man, tweeted earlier was like the couch is still fucked up.
When he said like R-Truth was like, you gotta do some TVs here or something, and then he left and then he heard Damian Priest like,
we do actually need a TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really like, it's funny because all of a sudden Judgment Day now is just like this biker gang. Like, all of a sudden, like it's so fucking weird.
Niggas turning the Aces and Eights, bro.
Yeah, they called it the clubhouse and all this type shit. I'm like, all right, bro.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Bully Ray actually said that on his Busted Open podcast on Wednesday night that he does after. He said that he felt that that was very Aces and Eights, but he also referred to Aces and Eights to MJF.
Yeah, that devil shit.
How the whole time everyone thought and didn't think it was him doing all the shit, and it really was him. And he reminded us, he was like, listen, just because MJF was in the ring doesn't mean he's in the devil.
Okay, so because I'm gonna get to this one part real quick and then I'm gonna ask this question. But before, okay, so first of all, shout out to Dante Martin for returning because he had a really bad injury.
Crazy.
So
I can't even watch it. I watched it once, it was like, no more.
Yeah, I have no look. I salute to the Martins. AR Fox not with them no more.
No, AR Fox is still trying to figure out what the fuck he's doing with his life because he got booted out of them when they replaced him with Action Andrade.
Oh, okay, okay, got you.
I think AR Fox really did fuck up and with his passport and couldn't go to London, and they kind of punished him for it.
They kind of punished him.
But I mean, to be fair,
they punish him. But they don't punish the guy who had a weapon charge before.
Okay, so here's the thing. At least the weapon charge can travel. Yes, that's part of it. Let's be honest on that. But to my understanding, and this is just rumor, so I don't know how true this was. I read somewhere that he was like, yeah, my passport is good. I'm good. And then when it came time for him to like present his passport, he was like, something happened and he couldn't prevent his passport expired, or he had something weird happen. But I think SAP reported that he hasn't worked out the country in like 8 years. So I think that truly he may have fucked himself up when he was like, yeah, I'm good. We can't, which is why they randomly canceled his match and changed his match last minute.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of his fault. And I think that he's still being punished for that. Because like, he didn't even have an intro on Wednesday. He just was in the ring.
Oh, he got the jobber joint.
It's just we looked up and he was whooping. I forgot who he was fighting as. Like, he didn't even get the intro. So like, that tells me something.
Wardlow.
He didn't even get the intro.
Okay, so then I'm gonna ask this quick question. Okay, who is the devil?
Well, we gotta
Sammy Guevara.
Shout shout out to him and his wife. They had their baby. That baby came out blacker than my baby that has two black parents, so he needs to do a DNA test. But that's here nor there. But congratulations for them having it.
No, I'm fucking with you, man. I think it's Adam Cole. I think it's Adam Cole, bro. I got a feeling it's probably Adam Cole.
Did you see Adam Cole lately?
Okay, so I think I sent Ant the clip, but I didn't send it to you, my bad. There's a clip where when they were in the ring, Adam Cole hits his pocket before the thing happened. Before the video thing happened. Somebody was saying maybe he hit a clicker.
Oh, like he was hitting a signal.
Yeah, like he was hitting the signal. Play the video. I gotta try to find it. But yeah, so I it wouldn't surprise me if Adam Cole injury wasn't real.
Well, he sure as hell ain't been in a goddamn gym. But I'm sorry, cut you.
Because it lined up like before with the mask being in his locker room and things like that. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was hurt or if he wasn't hurt, put it that way. Like if it came out that Kevin Nash and he ripped off his cast, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay. If it's not this person, then he's damn sure one of the minions or some shit.
Oh, Warlock?
Yeah, Warlock.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
he's a minion.
Because this idiot came out, I guess, for his match, and his hair was still fucked up as if he took a mask off. So it's kind of like, I don't know. But
he's definitely a minion.
Yeah, Warlow probably. I just don't know. Maybe Adam Cole is the ringleader of it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's the person in the center of it.
I think it'd be too easy for it to be Jack Perry. So like although AEW has done shit like that before and it has been who we thought it was, but I do think it's just too easy to point for it to be.
If there is a more way to nuke your product even further, if that mask comes off and this Jungle Jack off Perry,
hey, look,
it is over.
I want him to take the mask. I want him to take the mask off and hear it real glass.
It's over. It's done.
I mean, hey, it could
sell the assets.
Hey, it could be done. Don. It could be Don Callis, man. You know, Don Callis might be orchestrating this shit too. You know, nobody knows right now.
They need to figure out who it is, and they need to wrap this storyline up quicker than sooner than later. Because at this point, like it's entertaining now, but at some point, it's going to get boring. It's going to get stale. Like you gotta piss it off the pot. I would say in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
By the end of the, I need to know who this is by like January, and otherwise I don't give a fuck. At that
we're
point,
gonna,
like,
we're probably gonna find out about World's End,
and that's what I mean. Like we'll probably find out then. But like if they, and even then, it better be someone that makes fucking sense because they've had all this time to sit on it and figure out who could be the devil, right?
I mean,
like, I hope it's not like fucking Jeff Jarrett. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my god, I hope it is because that would be hilarious.
It wouldn't be. Like, it would be funny, but like. You'd be pissed off secretly.
Well, here's the thing. They have to do it by World's End because, let's see, we got the match with MJF and Samoa Joe. MJF is hurt. So he's going to wrestle this match hurt. You got to do the reveal there because that's got to be the thing that writes MJ off while he goes to go get healthy or surgery or whatever the hell he's doing. Because I think he has a torn labrum. So he got a torn labrum. He's going to have to get surgery.
He needs attention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's some time right there to launch whoever the hell the devil.
Somebody else bought up. It could be Mustafa Ali.
It could. I mean, I could see that.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
I don't hate it. No, it could be the perfect way to introduce him to AEW. You know what I'm saying? If that's if that's where he's going, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know what? I'm going to just say this. When the lights cutting off and shit, the sound being fucked up, it reminds me of Retribution.
I swear to God, I was just about to say that.
What I mean, and this looks like Retribution. Like, it does. It looks exactly like it.
And then you got people wrestling. They got wrestling in a mask and shit against Samoa Joe and MJF. Yeah, it's got to be Ali.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it was him. And then, you know, I think it would be great. And it would be like, because again, like I mean, just look at Adam Cole, bro. Like he looks like he just got off work.
He's been chilling.
He's been working at Meijer.
It looks like he's like, been sitting on his couch playing video games
and not lifting a single pound. Like
he definitely been playing Super Mario RPG, which I have been playing too.
Same.
Mm-hmm. That shit, boy.
Yeah. So yeah, he's nowhere near ready for this. So, while we still on AEW, real quick, let's also back to Chris Jericho. He lied, another lie, saying that he wanted to wrestle Punk. I don't even really need to focus on that too long. That's such bullshit. But whatever.
That's some Hulk Hogan laughs right there, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just I don't know. The delusion there. What the type of fuck? Okay, so next week we have a U.S. Championship tournament type deal. Karrion Kross will be back next week. He's
wrestling
Bobby Lashley and that. So I just want to that real quick.
Oh, hold on.
CM Punk is coming to SmackDown next week.
Yeah.
Okay. What was you saying?
With Karrion Kross fighting Bobby Lashley, you know you're gonna have the Street Profits out there. I think
time for that. Yeah,
I think it's time for AOP. AOP.
Oh yeah.
They said Karrion Kross being repackaged right now. So
okay.
AOP, he's gonna be partner up with AOP.
Ooh. No more spooky shit.
It's gonna be niggas in suits.
While we also before we get off of AEW news real quick, Ronda Rousey.
She said fuck no. She politely said, fuck no.
She literally said, I'm here to wrestle my friends. I'm going home to be
going home to my babies.
This is a handshake deal. That says a lot of things right there. That says
fuck no.
She's trying not to burn her bridges at WWE because she knows the money that's there, and she knows that again, she's already a Hall of Famer. So all of that. Yo, Randy just came out with the nastiest hoodie cutoff I've ever seen. But anyway.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to Bailey's Twitter, but
my girl coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if she does, she does. Fine. Whatever. Like I did see a little cap on that too. Because somebody tried to say, like, yo, if there's anything that could be bigger than CM Punk's return to WWE, it'd be hers. And I was like, yo, stop it. Stop that. Like, whoa. No. It's not the same, bro. But it would be big. It would be large, but no. Let's be for real.
Yeah, I think things are getting kind of interesting over there with that shit. So
I mean, but do you think there's any room for that? You look at the landscape of the women right now. Do you really think that she's needed?
It wouldn't hurt.
Doesn't matter if she's needed or not. There's money to be made, money on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's just so happened that, you know, another person who's been connected to WWE, so to speak, rumor is Julia. If you're not familiar with her and Stardom, she's pretty much like number one in the world. You know what I'm saying? So, and if I'm not mistaken, they may have heat, if I'm not mistaken.
But so she was supposed to wrestle her she was supposed to win the strap. Not Willow, and then she was supposed to go on to fight Julia.
Oh, but she got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's something there. Just we never got to it because Mercedes got hurt.
Okay. Yeah. Like I mean, hey, see, if there is somebody that'll come back, because you know, to help Bailey, because clearly we kind of know where this Bailey thing is going to head.
Yeah, she's headed face.
Like, yeah, she's gonna probably be turning soon, and she's probably gonna need some help. She done burnt a few bridges and everything like that, you know, story-wise and everything like that. But if she's that bridge that's going to bring Monet back, then so be it. Like, that'll be great. Like Gabby said, man, it's money to be made. So it is what it is.
And that'll be another bag from about Tony Khan.
I mean, he wasn't going to get that anyway. I think she went over there and she saw this shit and she was like, yo, this shit is ghetto. This is ghetto. And like, she was like, nah, I'm good. I think I can go back, you know? And that's all there is to it. I mean, and then like, I mean, look, I know there's a lot of hard cam jokes out there, but seriously, like it has to not feel good to show up to work and to go out there in front of that crowd and literally see empty seats while you looking at the camera, you know what I'm saying? On that side, like, I don't think I want to sign up to no shit like that. Now, if I'm someone that's interested in robbery, then hell yeah, I'll sign over there. But not in my prime. I was gonna say,
I don't think she's not cut like that, right? Like, I don't think she's okay, like, just not working her potential and doing these things. I think Sasha is truly like trying to get her like bucket list off, right?
Oh yeah.
And ain't nobody in over there she's trying to on her bucket list. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is she the on her bucket list? Is Britt Baker?
Like, I mean, the one person that might have been on her bucket list is now in WWE. So
right.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, yeah, I think the talent's over here. Plus, y'all not even really featuring women like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Britt Baker also seemed to tweet about that this past week.
I think that's a work.
Still, it's just like, we already know about the situation with the women over there, and everything of that matter. So I don't know, but it looks like possibly she might be back. So there's that. I mean, I think that's funny because that was like all news. That was all our news, but I think we can transition over to our trending, everything, you know, this week in wrestling real quick before we get up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. This week in wrestling.
I am the B-E-S-T.
New Day!
Because the Street Profits are up and we want the smoke!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Acknowledge me!
Perfect.
Yeah. Now my shit turned all the way down. Looked like Paul Heyman was just barring up some shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm seeing Solo and Jimmy Uso. My favorite.
Solo and Jimmy.
Yeah, my favorite Uso right now.
Uso. Yeah, okay. So we all know we got our hot, cold, and trending topics to talk about real quick. We really kind of like glossed over a lot of them already.
But
Gabby, if you had anything.
So I want to talk about how cold this tournament with AEW is right now. Like, I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand why you have someone like Briscoe with taking L's. I don't understand what the end game is. Like, I think it was a great idea on paper. What are you pointing at?
I know he's mad right now. Look at
him. I'm not mad. Continue, please. Don't pay me no attention. Oh my God. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna need you. We're gonna put a pin in that. What is happening that I'm missing?
Okay, and I'm sorry to our listeners that's hearing that, you know, the SmackDown's on live right now, okay, and like they did the Randy Orton thing, Solo Jimmy come out, and then, you know, it's 2-1 and LA Knight music pops. Why do they keep throwing him into these things?
Well, yeah, the tournament is cold.
The tournament. Why are they doing what they're doing to Briscoe? It's very, very cold. They're wasting his time. I'm sorry, Gabby.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I don't understand, like, how this is playing out. I don't understand what they're doing, what the purpose is.
Yeah.
Like, they want to introduce a belt. Introduce a fucking belt. Like, why do you have to have the tournament to do it? Like, the participants don't make any sense to me. Something else we need to look at and pay attention to. Sorry, I'm mixing up all of our topics.
No, you're good.
But we seem to be ranting today anyway.
Yeah, that's what this is.
We seem to just be kind of ranting, kicking it today. Keep an eye on the fact that we have Claudio versus Daniel Bryan in there, whatever color they are. That's going to happen. And I kind of want to see that's going to play out.
Oh.
They're on the same side.
Now, okay. See, the tournament thing, that also adds into the other problem that most of us have in AEW is that there are just too many goddamn belts. So you're introducing a new belt with this situation. This isn't, like, because this could easily, well, enough they already have tournamented the shit out of us already. since like for the last 2 years, but they could simply make, being that MJF is about to be on out on injury, it can simply be a situation to where you have somebody win this tournament and they automatically go against Samoa Joe if he's the champion. Like, I think it would just be an easy shift right there.
It's an easy transition.
Yeah, it's an easy transition instead of just throwing another belt out there that's, again, not getting over with anybody. Like,
but you could defend it everywhere. You could defend it in New Japan. You could defend it in ROH. You could defend it in AEW. You know, that's special, right?
I don't give a fuck.
So did Randy Orton sign the SmackDown?
Yep.
I just got a text that he signed to SmackDown.
Yeah, he signed to SmackDown because that's where the bloodline is.
Checks out.
Yeah, that makes sense. So he's not a free agent. He's off the board, ladies and gentlemen.
He's off the board. Take him off. But Punk is still available.
Punk is still.
We know where Punk is going, but we know where he's going. It's fine.
Definitely.
But do you have anything else on the cold side, Gabby?
Hold on. Pull my notes here. I don't have anything cold, but I have something to watch.
Okay.
I have two, you know, I always represent for the ladies and I bring up my ladies. For sure. I want us to watch Electra Lopez. I think that they're going to pair her possibly. Watch me make that face.
Nick Aldis got RKO.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so clearly next week I'm gonna have my TV up. My bad. Like I'm
It was his welcome to SmackDown. This is my new boss, RKO. But continue.
I'm here for it. I wish I got RKO. Never mind. You never know who's listening. Anyway, right. I want to see Electra Lopez linked up with Escobar. Okay. I kind of want to see it, so I kind of want to keep an eye on that. Also, I want to keep an eye on Billy Stark. She's going up against Athena at Worlds Collide. She finally turned on Athena. At some point, Athena's got to drop the strap. And I wouldn't mind if it was to Billy. I can't lie. I mean, obviously, I would want her to wrestle against someone, I hate to say someone of caliber, not saying that Billy is not of caliber. So, like, I obviously understand her being like, oh, I want to see her drop to like Sheeta or something like that. But, like, I wouldn't hate if they gave her a run in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
She's a beast. Like, let's not play this game. The girl can wrestle. The girl is working on her promo skills. Like, she was under Athena. I would like to see that, honestly. And it sucks. I just canceled my Ring of Honor subscription. But now I think I have to bring it back.
Stream East.
Oh, no, for sure. But, like, I wasn't going to admit that. But, like, yeah, I did just cancel my subscription.
We don't do piracy over here.
We don't do that shit here. We don't do illegal things.
But, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So those are definitely some of the things to look at from Gabby. Real quick, I do want to point out one thing that really tickled me this week, and it's definitely something to look at. It's kind of hot, I'm not gonna lie to you. Ivar and Bronson Reed.
Oh,
give
man.
Me that shit every man. Night, twice on Sunday. That shit is so funny.
Bronson threw somebody in the
he threw a nigga into that nigga, bro. Like, I need that. Please, I need that. Like, I loved watching these two because they got into two scraps this week. One on Raw, the other on NXT. Also, smoking hot. That fatal four-way on NXT.
Woo, baby.
Holy shit. Johnny Gargano, Cameron Grimes, Bronson Reed, and Wesley. Man, Wesley wins.
Went nuts.
They went man, look, fucking nuts.
I love Wesley, bro. I love Wesley. I love him. That man, I love him, dog. That man is incredible to me. As far as wrestling, he's incredible. Fuck
Wesley's
with
that guy. Man. He's that guy.
But yeah, like, it worked. That whole match just worked. It jailed, man. Like Bronson over there just throwing everybody around and shit. Like it was just
the teamwork between those guys, trying to because Bronson was clearly like, you know, he's the strongest of them all. He was throwing them on top of each other. He was throwing them against like he was fucking them up and then for some reason, Johnny Gargano turns into Johnny Wrestling down in NXT.
And I don't know why it's just an NXT though. Like, have you noticed that? Like, it's just like he steps there and it's like, oh, yeah. New, like the aura hits and like,
yeah, it's just man, different, man.
That man just goes to work. That man just goes to work, man. Like, maybe yeah. I don't, if he could just capture that aura and bring it up to the main roster, oh, he'd be the fucking man.
Money.
I think what it is, and honestly, I don't know. Again, we already know the cat, like, for the most part, the crowds are really your casual fans.
Mm-hmm.
These are not really the people who watch NXT or watch Black and Gold and everything like that, mm-hmm, to see what Johnny Gargano can do. But I do see it turning sooner or later because, you know, DIY is a tag team on main roster. They face an Imperium next week. Let's just see where that goes. You know what I'm saying? I think that'll be the one to where it'll get them a little more riled up, because they were definitely for them in the tag team turmoil when they were out there with the Creeds, and like them, they saw them and the Creeds going at it, and it was like really, really on fire. Mm-hmm. But I hope that we get a little more reaction for these guys when they face off with Imperium next week. And it seems like they're probably gonna be working with Imperium for a while. But yeah, man, like Johnny was crazy. He was going crazy in that match, man. Cameron Grimes too.
Yeah. So since we still on cold, we're just going all
we
over.
We kind of going over. We kind of mixing it up right now.
Eddie Thorpe. It's just not working, man.
It's not working.
And Carl Fredericks, he's a good wrestler, but I think this gimmick just going to have to change. Right? We have to change this gimmick.
I think I commend him for wanting to bring his heritage into his gimmick. Like, I'm 100% behind that, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's better suited for when you already have a character that's already interesting, and then you kind of mold that into that character. Right now, you're just kind of like, you're just there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's giving very Tanaka, to be honest with you. And it's like, it's not moving me at all. Like, again, like how you say, he can wrestle. He's really decent in the ring. I don't like his finisher. He needs a better finisher. His finisher is terrible. But
it reminds me of Ricky Ortiz finisher.
Yeah. Like, it's not that good of a finisher. But, something be done. But that's why he's in NXT. That's why he's in NXT, because, you got to have room for improvement and room to get better and to rehab yourself into something better. So, yeah, he needs something else.
And sure. Somebody that just steadily trending up for me, hey, Gabby going to be looking at me like, you out your mind? Lexus King, man.
Actually.
Lexus King. Oh, wait, hold on. Go ahead, Gabby.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was agreeing with you. I was gonna say, I doubted the process. I didn't trust the process. I didn't trust him, but here we are.
He got all right. His interest is fire. I love his
interest. He's gotta hold it though, right? Like, he's gotta figure out how to capture that lightning and just rock with it.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a one-off, and it's truly just, he had a bad night, a few nights, and he's got to figure it out. But like,
yeah, like just
I like it. I'm curious.
The backstage promos, his finisher is cool. Yeah, I mean, they putting him in there with a feud with Carmelo Hayes. I think that's gonna happen at Deadline. Him and Carmelo Hayes gonna go at each other. And I really just like where it's going with him right now. Like, they're presenting him that they actually gave him a character. You know what I'm saying? He's just an asshole who got a stupid ass haircut.
From a Peruvian barber. He confirmed that to Ricky Starks.
Yeah, he did.
That was crazy. Like, he's certainly a character, bro. He's a character.
I like it. I like it.
Have fun.
Yeah,
like,
he's having fun.
He's having fun down there. Yeah. He's no longer worried about trying to be like his pocket. Like, man, I'm gonna just be myself. I'm Lexus King, nigga. So, yeah. So I like it, man. He's trending over to me.
Yeah, and I'm with you there too. I do need to see more improvement in the ring though. Like, I do need to see a little more improvement. And I think, again, he can improve a lot more. I do fuck with his finisher. I like the little neck breaker joint he does. That shit's hard. Entrance, fire. You know what I'm saying? His presentation's pretty good. I just, what is his place between Melo and Trick Dog? Did Melo hire this motherfucker or something? Like,
so I think Melo's involved some way. I just know that Melo didn't actually do it. We obviously see that. But it doesn't mean Melo's not involved. So we'll see how this plays out. I'm curious how it plays out. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing to watch. We finally have found out that Shinsuke Nakamura, he wanted.
Yes.
He kind of fooled us because we thought it was Punk.
We sure did.
And after all this, it was actually Cody Rhodes.
And Cody's about to sell the fuck out of this feud, man.
I'm here.
He's about here to sell. Like, he already sold it when he caught the mist to the ass, man. You see Cody like, ah.
This is very great Muda and Sting. And
it's about to be carnivorific with Cody, man. He's about to sell the shit out of this.
Yes. What a great feud for Cody. Again, like, Cody has not had a bad feud with anyone before. You know what I'm saying? Like, as he's heading towards Roman once again, he has not had a bad feud yet. Everything has fit pretty much perfectly on his way there. But I'm definitely here for the Nakamura feud here.
Now, go ahead, my bad.
Heading into Royal Rumble. So go ahead. Yeah.
Now, this is me putting on my tinfoil hat right now.
Okay.
Let's go.
But Nakamura's dead. He said, "I'm gonna bring chaos."
Oh no!
Kev Stan, no. I'm gonna bring chaos.
Not before Wrestle Kingdom. No, no.
It's not gonna happen during Wrestle Kingdom because I think this Cody shit. I think this Cody shit gonna happen like it's gonna happen like probably right after Wrestle Kingdom. But I mean, think about it.
I don't think he's coming anytime soon. I don't know if he's coming anytime soon.
Hey, look, you hear that coin drop, dog?
You know me. Like, I'm not one to be like always saying, "Hey, this person's gonna sign here. This person's gonna sign here." This person, like, I'm not. I kind of just let the inner workings work. Drops one day, hey, I don't know. I don't know what more you can say after that. If that coin drops,
if that coin drops, man, just pack it up.
Yeah, I don't know what more you can say at that point. I don't really know if that's really his goal either. You know what I'm saying? He may want to be in Japan forever. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, but again, you kind of can't say that doesn't take away from his mystique, because again, even though he showed up in AEW and they kind of wasted him there, that's a whole different ball game
under
WWE.
Yeah.
Like
that's apples and oranges.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally New Japan John Cena. So I mean, it is what it is at that point. If Okada ever does that, but
man, give me Okada versus Orton.
I did peep the chaos. Chaos. Man, I said, no, like, bro. I'm not gonna be a mark. I'm just gonna be like, all right, whatever. I'm bringing chaos, because I mean, we know that's really Nakamura's stable. Okada was a part of it. But
I mean, you saying something like that, man, and then you look up Cody catch a rainmaker, man. I don't know.
Oh boy. I mean, at that point, you got to crown Cody gold, man, because he done brought all the niggas over. Like, he done's like, look, I got CM Punk here. I got Nakamura. I got Okada here, you know what I'm saying? Like, what can you say at that point, man? Like, I brought him here. I didn't brought Jade here. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But we'll see,
you,
man.
I done got you guys Lexus King. He done came up.
Yeah, Lexus King. All right, he done came up. He's a bad getter now. Like, come on, man. What can you say? But yeah, that's definitely something to watch, man. I really want to see how their feud unfolds, you know what I'm saying, because we're heading towards Royal Rumble. And speaking of which, we are now in December, and we are 14 days away from our Tribal Chief returning on SmackDown December 15th.
Thank you for letting us know for the countdown.
Ones will be in the air. Ones will be in the air.
Look, all I want to know is, all I want him to say, wise man. You knew about CM Punk, huh?
you didn't call me.
All I know is it's gonna be like, I didn't know my Tribal Chief.
Yeah, man. Oh, this is about to be fucking insane, bro. This is about to be crazy.
Stop saying that.
Our Tribal Chief is on his way back, and yes, Yes. The feeling will be restored. It will be restored. All will be well. But I don't know if you guys have anything else.
I mean, we all know the hot shit was Orton coming back. You know,
yeah, so Orton. We talked about Orton. Punk. Talk about DB being the feds.
Yeah, we talked about Brian.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan's cold. He's cold as fuck.
Ice cold. River.
You know what? Julia Hart, cold than a motherfucker, man. Like, I'm sorry, dog. Like,
damn.
She's not doing it for me, dog. They just really giving her
Statlander, honestly.
Yeah, bro. They giving her the Statlander package. Like, she's gonna fight Emi Sakurai. She already did fight her. Serena Deeb's coming back.
Yeah, she's gonna fight Willow.
She's gonna fight Serena Deeb. You know, it's gonna go down the same fucking gauntlet, man.
But shout out to Serena Deeb too, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
But a lot of people was wondering why she hadn't been around.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm glad she's recovering, on the way to recovery and everything like that.
So I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's not doing it for me, man. I mean, and really, I'm gonna be honest, she's probably gonna be one of the next ones to go too when her contract is up.
She never did it for me, so she
wants to wrestle Natalya.
I guess it's the whole heart thing, huh? Yeah, I guess. Is she a heart? I mean, I don't.
No, hell no.
Okay.
Natalya? No, Serena.
Oh, I mean, not Serena. I'm sorry, Julia. Julia Hart.
No, she's a heart, but she isn't that heart. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't that heart.
Her husband, Lee Johnson, is Nightmare Factory. So,
Got you. So there's that connection there. I'm not invested. I honestly thought Statlander was still TBS champion until last week. Like, I was like, oh shit! Like, when did she drop this? Like, I didn't even know. But, Yeah, you got me there. So colder. She's definitely cold if I'm not tapped in. So there's that. But we covered pretty much everything we could cover this week outside of like those last minute updates was LA Knight coming to Randy's rescue. I don't know what the hell this is, where we're going with this, but hey, LA Knight. Hey,
Nick Aldis sold the fuck out of that RKO too. That man.
Yes,
still
he did.
Got
he
it.
Did. He still got it.
I mean, he just was wrestling like 20 minutes ago.
I know, but you see a man, you see a man coming there with a suit on and shit like that, man. You know,
he's them big ass suits he be wearing. Yeah. Crazy.
He take a lesson from Cody, but that's him right there.
Yeah, he definitely needs to.
Nice tailored suit. Stop going to JCPenney and buying off the rack shit.
I mean, you know something is wrong with Adam Pearce's outdressing you right now.
Facts.
Nasty. Very nasty. But yeah, we got that. Bianca beats Kairi Sane, and I think it was Bayley's fault. So that happened too. Anything else I'm missing other than Shotzi and Charlotte being in Bianca's corner? Santos defeated Joaquin Wilde. No surprise there. Something to watch. Watch Santos. Dragon Lee is over. He is over.
Yeah.
It's over. So that's another good thing to look at too. But other than that, I think that's it, man. We're done for this week. That was episode 56 of Mid-Cards and Catering podcast for y'all. Do we got anything coming up? Gabby, anything?
Mm-mm.
Nothing? No?
Nope. Boring.
We just recorded another episode of Turner Truthers, me and Winston. We did a deep dive into Mike Awesome versus Masato Tanaka. Watching all them matches.
Disgusting.
That was fun, man. Actually,
that was when Mike Awesome was good. Actually,
yeah, Mike. Yeah. Oh yeah. My god. Yeah, look, crazy. Winston was like, "Yo, Winston was dropping flex bombs all through that bitch." He was like, "Oh my god," like, he didn't know, like. He didn't know, man. So
yeah, he must have saw WWE Mike Awesome when it was too far gone.
No, he seen WCW Mike Awesome. That 70s guy Mike Awesome. That's the Mike Awesome he seen. So this Mike Awesome when he was doing top row awesome bombs, sit down awesome bombs, doing them backwards to a table. That's the awesome he seen.
Oh yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, so
yeah, and also with Turner Truth is, remember, we got like volumes 1 through 7 already up on the Patreon right now. Last one was New Blood Rising.
Hey, New Blood Rising was fire, dog.
Good Lord.
New Blood Rising was fire.
Lord, New Blood Rising is up. Slamboree 2000 is also up. God bless watching that one too.
Wait till y'all see Fall Bro. Wait till y'all see Fall Brawl.
Fall Brawl is also on the way to Turner Truth or so.
Bash at the Beach 2000. Oh, yeah.
Bash at the Beach. So it's all up there, man. We got all that up there and everything like that. So more Turner Truth is on the way. We got more guests on the way as well, too. Mm-hmm. You'll find those out as time goes by. But other than that, I'm AJ here with Aunt P and Gabby. We are Mid Carters and Catering, and we are out.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mid Carters and Catering, a weekly podcast focused on pro wrestling. Mid Carters and Catering is produced by Amir Johnson. Written, researched, and hosted by Amir Johnson and Anthony Page. Original score by Justin Montizzi Ward and Aaron A. Train Fuller. Mid Carters and Catering podcast is powered by the MKU.